All right.
Audio speed.
Welcome to another episode of Lens Whackers. I'm your host.
Hold on a sec.
This is literally our first episode.
Yeah, it's like the only one.
Yeah.
It's not even done yet.
Okay, well, it's the first episode of Lens Whackers, but we did do a podcast sort of thing before, and that's kind of where this all started.
That's a bit of a stretch.
It is. Maybe we'll make that episode number two.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Number one.
But that's when we were all together at NAB that we had a chance
that
to do it. It did happen. I have recordings. It happened. But that's when we first got together. We did a recording of what NAB was like. Sean and Cameron, that was your first NAB. I think that was pretty good. We'll talk about that probably next NAB. I guess this is the part of the episode where we could do our introductions, let our listeners know who we are.
Yay.
So Grant, we'll start with you.
What? Why? Okay.
Because he did yay.
My name is Grant Cooper. I got started in video production back in high school, I think, when I got my first camera from my dad. And filmed little dumb videos with my friends, which were a lot of fun, and filmed skateboard videos. From there, I went to school to focus on photography and video production. From there, I went and worked a couple salary jobs, kind of doing everything from shooting photos and videos to editing to motion graphics, pretty much everything you could do, because that's what those jobs require. And then from there, I've gone freelance for the last 2 years, doing primarily corporate work, still sort of shooting and editing everything, kind of being the one-man band. But lately I've been transitioning to bigger productions, more commercial stuff, and trying to focus mostly on being a DP.
Awesome. Thank you. Does that
answer your question?
It does answer my question. I hope we didn't lose Cameron. He's in the dark.
No, I'm still.
Did
I'm
Cameron
still here.
Die?
My battery died on my Sony.
Oh, you didn't have ground power going?
No. Oh.
Well, that's fine. Wow.
No, I didn't think it would take more than like 2 hours to accomplish this.
We talked about Cameron. This has only been like 5 minutes. We were totally prepared that when we did this call, we hit record right away and went right into it. We're that good at our very first episode of a podcast. All right, Sean, over to you.
Over to me?
Yeah.
What about Cameron? I thought he was next.
No, this is take one, and we certainly aren't doing a second take and changing the order up.
Well, for me, I guess I started off in photography back when I was a kid. Had a film camera and used to not just take pictures with it, but do all these like wacky filters and use like beer bottles and glasses and all that kind of stuff, and kind of got into the whole like modifying images kind of realm in my head from an early start. So I got into shooting video and doing all that, you know, in high school. And then I went and did a multimedia diploma at a college. And then I did a, welcome back, Cameron.
Hey.
And then I did a university degree at, in Southern Alberta, and got into the industry after that, doing internships at a company, the television production company. And did a lot of After Effects work, and that was kind of what my foot in was into the whole industry. And then from there, got into video and photography, doing that professionally, kind of doing everything, kind of like Grant. Just get whatever you can get and try to be the best at it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Jack of all trades, master of
none. Jack of all trades. Yes.
Thank you, Sean. Cameron, over to you.
My name's Cameron. I live in Airdrie, Alberta, which is just north of Calgary. My journey started around the same time, junior high, high school. I was much more comfortable behind the camera and capturing the experiences of my classmates, submitting projects via like a video format instead of written formats. Oftentimes we would have presentations we'd have to do in front of other, in front of the class, and I would just shoot it all and just show a video instead. I felt that was much more comfortable for me.
Right.
Like it was a much easier way to actually capture what I was trying to do without actually putting myself in front of an audience. I went to Vancouver for school right out of high school and came back to Calgary, started working in industry, fell into a couple of salary jobs as well. And right now I'm working freelance on the side of doing a salary job, working with small businesses here in Airdrie and helping them tell their stories and trying to find my footing in the freelance world, just like Grant and Sean have had some success in, as well as Adam, and trying to find my way.
Awesome. Thanks. Yeah, no, I think that's kind of important that we're all freelancers, but we also try and work together as much as we can, any chance we get. So for me, it did all start in photography. I went to Algonquin College in Ottawa, and I did their photography program, and that went really well. And then I came back home to Calgary. I got a job at a camera sales store downtown, and then I think it was only 10 months after that job, a job opened up at an airline, and I myself have a lot of airline background already, working for the family business, and I applied for that job, I got the job. But that job called for, while yes, they were looking for photography, they also needed video production. This is around that time when video was becoming more and more accessible, shortly after the 5D Mark II kind of came out. But I was still working with something like the Sony PD-170 capturing to tape. But it was pretty easy to follow, and I was able to kind of self-train myself in the filming side of things, figuring out audio, figuring out what this little gain button on the side of the camera meant, because I was used to ISO, but also the editing side of things, working in Adobe Premiere, CS3 at the time. And when I was with that particular team, it was kind of a one-man band scenario. But then eventually we all met each other at this airline, and that's when we really got to know each other. That's when we had the opportunity to do some great projects together there, but also on the side. So it really started to work pretty early on after meeting each other and getting the chance to work together. So yeah, that's me. So I guess the next part we could talk about is what this show is going to be all about. And we're going to have interviews with people in the industry. We're going to have interviews with supporters of the industry. So people like lawyers and accountants who maybe specialize in media production, freelancers and stuff like that. We'll try and get some news updates, gear reviews, software reviews. And I think we'll also update everyone on projects that we're working on, the successes we have, the challenges we come across, mistakes we make, solutions we find, and just general tips and tricks. And that's kind of the show in a nutshell. I guess it's also important to note that we're Canadian. I think maybe people might have picked up on that, but not everyone might have picked up on that. Yeah. Not everyone knows where Airdrie is.
I did mention Alberta. It's a very well-known province.
Is it
from Canada?
Western Canada?
Yeah, it is. Because yeah. We've got Olympics and stuff.
And Sean, we all met in Calgary, but you're out in
Canada.
Chamainus.
Canada. Vancouver Island.
Vancouver Island.
He's retired.
He's retired. Yes.
Sean his is beach retired. House. Moved out to the island. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's pretty much again what the show is going to be about. We're hoping to have regular episodes as much as possible. This is one of the episodes where we got all four of us together, which any podcast having multiple hosts, that's a challenge in itself. So in future episodes, it could be just one of us, two, three, or all four. But you're going to hear from at least, like I said, one of us per episode, and hopefully every chance we get, all four of us together. So, all right, so going into how people can actually follow us and get in touch with us, Grant, why don't you let them know?
You can look us up on our website, lenswhackers.ca. You can email us at info@lenswhackers.ca. You can get us on all the social sites, including Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, shortly YouTube as well, at LensWhackers across the board. And then if you want to follow me, I'm at Grant Cooper Film, pretty much everywhere, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Adam, what about yourself?
Well, for me,
who are you at?
Well, you'll mostly find me on Twitter, at Adamski, Adamski. As for the other social medias, such as Facebook and Instagram, that's Life Capture Studios. And then my website, lifecapture.ca. Sean?
Well, mine's simple. It's just my first name, last name. Sean with a W and Wagar. Don't laugh. W-A-G-A-R. At Sean Wagar and everything. I do have a company that I'm just kind of starting to, you know, get on the social media, the Cedar Road Studios stuff, but don't go to the website yet. It looks pretty crappy. So
I'm going to go to her, like, immediately.
Don't.
Cameron, how do people get in touch with you?
You can find me on Facebook and Instagram at The Rhodes Productions.
The Rhodes. Like Rode microphones or?
Or Rhodes. Rhodes. No. Like Rhodes less traveled.
R-O-A-D-S.
No, and it's not like the Cedar Rhodes, R-O-A-D-S. It's The Rhodes Productions, R-H-O-D-E-S.
Oh, like the name.
Yeah.
There you
Your
go.
Rhodes name. Productions. That makes my sense. Last name.
All right. Well,
yes, gotcha.
Perfect. So, listeners, you know, yes, for this for listener, I guess all four of us counts as listeners, right? Because we're all gonna listen to this afterwards. You know, give us 5-star rating on iTunes with the one episode you've listened to so far. Reach out to us, and if you have any questions, let us know. And I think that's the easiest way I can end the episode. Should I end the episode any other way?
I don't know.
Do you have like a catchphrase or anything you could
Should
use?
Should we have a catchphrase?
How's she whack? Let's wrap her up.